A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to They Walk Among Us, a podcast dedicated to UK true crime. This is the seventh in a series of short bonus episodes. Listener caution is advised, as this episode contains adult themes and descriptions that some listeners may find distressing. Don't forget our book, They Walk Among Us, is now available to our listeners in America. 10 new haunting and gripping cases that you can purchase online in paperback, ebook, or audiobook. The idea of a trip to the local supermarket seems uneventful. So the last thing you would expect when taking your 5-day-old baby out of the house for the first time is your sleeping newborn being punched in the face by a random stranger. The attack would lead to a stay in hospital and an ensuing trial for common assault on a baby that wasn't even a week old. On the evening of Monday, September 5th, 2016, at a Tesco supermarket on Altrincham Road in Bagley, Greater Manchester, 6-pound, 12-ounce Elsie Rose Temple lay asleep in a baby car seat placed on a supermarket trolley. It was the first time that Elsie's mother, Amy Duckers, and father, Lewis Temple, had taken their 5-day-old daughter out, and while still nervous, they decided to take a quick trip to the supermarket, along with Amy's 7-year-old daughter, Libby. After all, they were not far from home, so what was the worst that could happen? As Amy pushed the trolley down the biscuit aisle, she spotted her neighbour, Julie Wozaluski, who was working at the supermarket. Julie called Amy over to catch a glimpse of her beautiful baby. Cooing over the newborn, Julie beckoned over a colleague, Elaine Hardy, who just so happened to be doing some shopping with her husband during a day off. Lewis, Elsie's father, set off down another aisle to find some coffee and left the small group of people admiring his daughter. Once he had picked up a jar of coffee, Lewis headed back to meet his partner, but upon returning to the aisle, he noticed a commotion. There were screams and shouts that someone had struck a baby in the face. Lewis found his partner Amy yelling at an elderly man that he didn't recognize. "You've hit my baby," she screamed, with the man replying, "No, I didn't." Completely unaware of what was going on, Elsie's 7-year-old sister was hysterical and shouted at her mother, "She going to die?" After removing Elsie's hat, her father saw a large lump on the baby's forehead. While at first the man did not admit he had struck the infant, he defended his actions by explaining he was just messing about. He thought the 5-day-old baby was a doll. Security in the store were alerted before the emergency services were contacted and made their way to the scene. Staff tried their best to soothe the rising tension, and after a few fraught minutes in which the child's mother was insistent that a random stranger had punched her baby in the face with a clenched fist, and the alleged assailant protested his innocence, both police and paramedics appeared at the scene around 6:45 p.m. The man was arrested by the authorities, and Elsie, along with her stunned parents, made the short drive to the accident and emergency ward at Withenshaw Hospital. The newborn was kept in overnight for observation, and apart from a red mark on her forehead, she was discharged the next day with no permanent ill effects. After the attack, Amy Duck has relayed the incident on a Facebook page for Withenshaw residents. In a post, she recounted her feelings and thanked the staff at the supermarket. Amy wrote, "Words cannot describe how I feel right now, and still can't get my head around what has just happened in front of me and my poor Libby. We're all still so shook up, and it's probably going to take some time for us all to recover. Just to let family and friends know, Elsie is currently being monitored on the children's ward for any head injuries. No one can get their head around why this was done, other than he's a very sick, twisted, vile, not very well man, and his excuse was he thought she was a doll. Thank you so much to Bagley Tesco for all you did tonight. You were all amazing. Thank you so much for the way you dealt with the situation and treated us all." Soon after being written, Amy's post began to go viral, and she received an outpouring of support. She was contacted by the local press, and Amy relayed her concerns that her baby girl might have died. "I'm absolutely broken and torn apart. I can't believe what me and my daughter had to see last night. It was just so horrific. I never ever want anyone to have to go through that again. We all heard the punch land on my little baby. We didn't react at first as we were just so shocked. Then I just screamed. It could easily have killed her." After being asked about how the baby was, Amy Duck has replied, "She was quite sickly and sleepy last night, but at least she is home now. I just cannot believe it happened, and neither can anyone I tell. Strangers were even hugging me at the hospital when I told them about it. It has really put me off taking her out again." As word of the incident spread, a flood of comments appeared on the website of a local newspaper, the Manchester Evening News, questioning why someone would assault a 5-day-old baby. One post read, "What a vile scumbag. Although I don't believe he thought it was a doll, why on earth would you punch a doll anyway?" Another remarked, "OMG, there are some sick people in this cruel world we live in. I hope your baby is okay, and you are. I can't begin to imagine what you're feeling. I hope the scumbag is locked up for life for this." Someone else commented, "That shouldn't be assault on a baby. He should be charged with attempted murder or manslaughter because it was a 5-day-old baby. I also don't believe for one second that he thought it was a doll. Since when did grown women walk around in Tesco with a doll in a pram?" reporters began to congregate outside the home of the man involved to try and find some answers. The man was identified as David Hardy, a 63-year-old from Bagley who worked as a cash manager at a timber merchant. He initially denied hitting the baby girl, however changed his story, claiming that he believed she was a doll. Shortly after the incident, he was charged with assault and was released on bail. During an interview with police, David had tried to explain his actions. "I saw a young girl hanging over the shopping trolley. I honestly thought it was her dolly. I said, 'I'm going to wake your baby up.' It looked like a doll to me. It wasn't moving. I didn't punch it. I just tapped it on its face." A hearing took place on September 29th at Manchester Magistrates Court. The defence had submitted a basis of plea, but this was not accepted. A basis of plea is a guilty plea in which a defendant accepts their guilt, however they can do so without some of the aggravating features of the case. For example, if they do not accept the narrative put forward by the prosecution. This can limit the extent of liability, while also dramatically reducing the potential sentence for the defendant. The defence counsel explained that David Hardy wanted the case to be dealt with as swiftly as possible, as he was on the verge of suicide and did not want his wife Elaine, who was with him at the supermarket, to be interviewed again. While Hardy admitted to touching the baby, he claimed that he was under the assumption that it was a doll. He did not do so knowingly. He told District Judge John Temperley, "If you are going to say I intended, I have no option but to say not guilty. Reluctantly, it's a not guilty plea. I accept full responsibility for my actions, a man of my age." The solicitor acting on behalf of the defence, Chris Fallows, explained to the Manchester Evening News, "It is an extremely unusual case. The defendant is a family man who has young children in the family and doesn't behave in a way which is suggestive to this allegation. The Crown suggests that Mr. Hardy has deliberately punched a five-day-old baby in a carry cot in a shopping trolley, whereas the defendant says that he believed it was, prior to the incident, a doll. He makes reference to that in his interview, and that's what he said to a young child nearby. Immediately when he realised what he had done, he was described by two witnesses as being shocked. After the incident took place, the defendant had news reporters at his door and was hung, drawn and quartered on social media. He wished to have the matter addressed as soon as possible. It is conceded that the defendant at the time clearly acted in a way which was unusual, bizarre and also rather foolish. But the prosecution, despite evidence to the contrary, say that it was intentional." David Hardy was granted conditional bail and would not be allowed to attend the Tesco store in Bagley where the incident occurred. He was also told he could not have unsupervised contact with children and would not be allowed to make contact with Elsie's mother or father. The case would be adjourned until November 2016.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
A trial began on November 23rd at Manchester Magistrates Court and was overseen by District Judge Sam Guzzi. David Hardy pleaded not guilty to one charge of common assault. If found guilty, this could result in a maximum custodial sentence of 6 months and or a fine. However, if this were a first offence, it would be unlikely the offender would be sent to prison. This would only likely occur if they had a predilection for violence through a previous conviction, or there was a specific reason, for example, it was racially motivated. As the assault on Elsie Rose Temple was not deemed serious, she had suffered no permanent injury. It was not passed to the Crown Court. A magistrate's court, where most criminal cases begin, in which the official's dress code is more relaxed, lacking wigs and black gowns, usually handle what is known as summary offences. These relate to minor theft or drug offences, but more often they encompass motoring offences, minor criminal damage, and common assault which does not cause significant injury. More serious offences including robbery, rape and murder, otherwise known as indictable offences, would be passed to the Crown Court. In a trial held at a magistrate's court, there is no jury, with an outcome decided by either a judge or 2 to 3 magistrates. From Manchester Magistrates Court, the prosecution outlined the case against David Hardy before Amy Ducker's, Elsie's mother, took to the stand and gave evidence from behind a screen. Through streams of tears, she told the jury that without any introduction or explanation, David Hardy struck her newborn daughter in the face. Amy said, "I can't even tell you how I felt. I went numb. I didn't know what had just happened myself. It was really bizarre how he had approached without actually saying a word, and then how he struck out without him looking in the pram to see what was in the car seat. He kind of acted as if he hadn't done it at first. It was only when he saw the mark he admitted he had done it, and then he said he thought it was a doll." Amy's neighbours Julie Wozalewski gave testimony and recalled that she was excited to see Amy's baby and called over her colleague Elaine, who was out shopping with her husband David Hardy. Julie Wozalewski stated, "He came over and he reached over and just hit the baby on the forehead. She just woke up and cried. As that happened, he was stunned." Julie told the court that she then turned to Amy Duckers and said, "Did he just?" And she said, "Yes, he hit my baby." She was very upset. She said to him, "You just hit my baby." And he said, "I thought it was a doll." And he walked past us. He walked behind me further up the aisle. I said, "No, it's a baby." He then said, "I only tapped it." There was a mark on her forehead, like an egg shape. After further details of the case were recounted, the court would hear from David Hardy. He told the jury that along with his wife of 24 years, he headed to the Tills after the couple had completed their weekly shop. His wife was beckoned over by a colleague of hers, and David heard his wife's work colleague say, "Look at this beautiful baby." Hardy said, "I thought it was a little girl's dolly. I realise now it wasn't." The defendant told the court that on seeing Amy Ducker's 7-year-old daughter, who looked bored, Hardy thought he would make her laugh by messing about with what he assumed was one of her toys. He asked the little girl if it was her baby, and when she did not respond, he said, "I'm going to wake your baby up." He then gave his account of what happened next. Hardy curled back the forefinger on his right hand and flicked at what would turn out to be an infant. I immediately realised. I stood back and thought, "Oh God, it's a baby. I honestly thought it was a doll," he said. I can remember the mother crying, and quite rightly so. I would have been devastated myself. It was like a state of disbelief. I know I was out of order. I know it was wrong, but it just happened. Hardy told the court that he apologised profusely at the scene and was racked with guilt over what he described as a stupid instant decision. Closing arguments were heard from prosecutor Nicholas Turner and Gary Woodhull defending before the court was adjourned for lunch, after which an outcome would be decided. When the court was back in session, the district judge had reached a decision. David Hardy was convicted of common assault. As the judge read aloud his remarks, he stated, "I'm satisfied that at the point you struck out, you did so, knowing Elsie was a baby, not a doll. It was strange and concerning behaviour, and impossible to explain. Elsie was a vulnerable 5-day-old baby. I accept that this was an exceptional case. I also accept that it was spontaneous. It lacked any premeditation, and I do believe it was completely out of character. The impact it had on Elsie's mother was clear." David Hardy was ordered to pay a total of £1,500. This included a fine for £900, £100 in compensation, and £500 towards the prosecution's costs. Hardy addressed the judge and said quietly, "Thank you, sir. I'm so sorry, sir." Almost immediately, Elsie's family began shouting, believing that the penalty was not substantial enough. The baby girl's grandfather stormed out of the court, shouting that the punishment was a fucking joke, mate. Outside the courtroom following the sentencing, both families were involved in several angry exchanges, and court security along with police had to be called to stop the argument escalating. Elsie's grandfather shouted at David Hardy, "That sentence is disgusting. You punched a baby in the face. How do you sleep at night?" Luke Temple, Elsie's uncle, said to the press, "He should have got a custodial sentence. For him to think about what he did. He was all winking in the court like it was a big laugh. And to punch a baby in the face and say it's a doll. I'm really upset. Amy Duckers felt bewildered by the penalty. I just can't get my head around it, she said. He could have killed my child or given her lasting damage, and all he gets is a £900 fine. He should have got a lot more. He's not even got community service or probation or a suspended sentence. I'm really, really totally pissed off. It's the justice system in this country. Elsie's grandparents spoke to reporters outside the court.
Unbelievable. All it is unbelievable. He's got £900 fine with £100 cost. Unbelievable. Someone did that to you and you came to court and that happened. Everyone in the country should. I mean, he's got away with it and they're laughing.
They're wearing your face laughing there and then they
they're
say
laughing.
That,
you know they're what laughing. I mean? They beat the system, haven't they?
So where are we now? A day after the trial, Amy Duckers launched an online petition at change.org calling for the sentence to be reviewed. Part of the petition reads, "Me and my family are devastated with the outcome and feel as though the justice system have failed us and just let him off with such a terrible crime. So we want to appeal this case. And need all the support from you lovely people who I know will also think this is a disgrace. So come on, let's get justice for baby Elsie." David Hardy gave no statements to the press following his conviction. Nearly 6,000 people signed Amy Duckers' petition, but the case has yet to be reviewed. Thank you for listening, and a special thank you to all our Patreon supporters. You can find more information in the show notes or on our website, theywalkamonguspodcast.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.